What good is an exceptional idea, a great message, or valuable content if no one is listening? Almost on a daily basis, I meet brilliant visionary leaders, business owners, and highly skilled individuals who are held back unwittingly by their verbal and nonverbal communication. They have so much value to offer, but don't know how to share their great ideas in a compelling and persuasive way. And that right there is what's keeping them in frustration and obscurity and holding them back from making a gigantic impact on the world around them. When you learn to send the right message and share your thoughts, your ideas the right way, people start to pay attention. They find you engaging and are suddenly more interested in what you have to say. When you learn the ways of a captivating communicator, it will help you become the most memorable person in pretty much any room. On the other hand, skip over this crucial step of honing your communication skills and see how potential opportunities are missed and overlooked. The choice is yours. You are listening to the Speak Like It Matters podcast, your comprehensive playbook to mastering the art and science of dynamic communication. I'm your host, Sheila Muskin, a speaker, author, certified speaking coach, and creator of the Speaker Accelerator. My goal with each episode is to give you tangible speaking, presentation, and mindset strategies that will turn you, a visionary leader, into a world-class communicator, so you can build your reputation, expand your reach, and build your revenue one powerful message at a time. Hello, my visionary friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Speak Like It Matters podcast. I am thrilled to be here with you. Thank you so much for joining. I'm really looking forward to sharing this episode with you. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you probably can tell that I don't sound quite like myself. My voice sounds a little bit different. And that's thanks to the wonderful gift of living in Tennessee during the spring when pollen is everywhere. I can look out my window, look at my car right now, and can see a thin layer of pollen just gently falling onto my car. I have been battling pretty bad allergies, which is usually not something that I struggle with a lot, but this year specifically has been really bad. And so I really hope I can make it till the end, and please put up with my nasal sounding voice, probably cracking here and there, but not even this could hold me back from recording this episode. That's how excited I am. So this in this episode, we are going back to the basics. Not only that, but I'm actually doing somewhat a series on the basics. And I cannot wait. So many times we undervalue the power of the basics, mastering the basics. I am convinced that success is found in the art of mastering the basics. One of my greatest mentors, Dr. John Maxwell, said the following: master the basics, then practice them every day without fail. Small disciplines repeated with consistency every day lead to great achievements gained slowly over time. Now, let me read that again, and I want you to pay attention to the words he's using because they're so powerful. Master the basics, then practice them every day without fail. Small disciplines repeated with consistency every day lead to great achievements gained slowly over time. How powerful and how true. But also, how non-sexy, am I right? I mean, who wants to hear the words discipline, consistency, and achievements gained slowly over time? Nobody, I sure don't. I'm sure that our current world of quote-unquote instant everything doesn't want to hear that.
in an age where we've been absolutely bamboozled into thinking and believing that anything meaningful, anything worthwhile and lasting can be achieved in an instant. But just because we don't like hearing something doesn't make it less true. Because here's the truth. Lasting success in any area of life takes time, takes intentionality, and it takes showing up for it consistently. Mastery takes time. So you might be wondering, okay, what does this have to do with becoming a captivating communicator? Well, everything. We need to go back to the basics and not only define what success in this area means, but also what are the skills, the habits and disciplines we need to develop and practice daily in order to become exceptional. And yes, we are going for exceptional, extraordinary, world class, all of those words, they really resonate with me. We are going all the way. I don't know about you, but good enough just doesn't cut it for me. Good enough isn't good enough, especially in a world where you are literally competing with the entire world. Not only that, but now you are competing with the machines, with the AI, right? So you have to up your standards and your game if you want to stand out. But here's the awesome part. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is just a few extra steps done consistently. If we are going to put in the effort anyways to work on becoming a better communicator, might as well go a few extra steps and become exceptional. Are you with me? If you are listening to my voice, I'm going to assume your answer to this question is, heck yes, I'm in. Now, with that said, let's get to it. You know, me and my mantra is always less but better. Less is more. And so I am breaking the foundations and the basics down into several episodes so that I can keep each episode short enough for you not to feel overwhelmed and also for you to be able to take action. So over the next few weeks, we are going to take some time to lay the foundation and really understand the basics. And in today's episode, we will look at what is actually communication, what is speaking, public speaking, and how does it impact or why does it matter to you, especially as a leader? And at the end of each episode, I will leave you with one action step that you can implement during the week, a small strategy or a tip that you can practice in order to take a step closer to becoming a captivating communicator. Now, this section of the episode is called Get It Done. It's the Get It Done challenge that I will extend to you. Okay, so before we dive into defining what communication is, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, if you are not subscribed to this podcast yet, what's the holdup? It's free and it lands in your phone, on your app, instantly when you are subscribed. So as soon as episodes drop, they will automatically show up in your Apple app or whatever app you're using for listening to this podcast. Now, if you've been a longtime listener and you also subscribe to the podcast, I would love to ask you to leave a review. If you find the episodes helpful and you feel like you find great value when you listen, I would love for you to leave a review. And then finally, if you haven't done so already, make sure you grab the Power Phrases Guide that I have created for you. You can grab that either at speaklikeitmatters.com/powerphrases, or you can also just simply click the link that's in the show notes. I've created this guide to help you know what to say when you speak so you can show up confidently in any room. And create that know, like, and trust factor with anyone that you are interacting with. Again, you can grab that at speaklikeitmatters.com/powerphrases. Okay, so let's get back to our topic today. What is communication and why is it so important? Well, first of all, anytime I refer to communication, speaking on this podcast, I am referring to public-facing communication, meaning public speaking and presenting your ideas, presenting a message to an audience for the purpose of giving valuable information and influencing those that are listening so that they can make a positive change or take action in their lives. Whether that's to a small, medium, or large audience, it doesn't really matter. But in this corner of the internet, we are not focusing on interpersonal communication. While a lot of the foundational and basic skills of speaking are the same, and if you want to improve your general communication skills, the tips that I will give you definitely are going to be helpful. But I just want to make sure that we are on the same page about what kind of communication or speaking I'm actually referring to, public speaking. Now, here's the definition that I came up with and I found online about public speaking. Number one is the act or process of making speeches in public. And number two, the art of effective oral communication with an audience. Okay, so now that we know a bit of a definition of what public speaking is and what public-facing communication is, I want us to go a little bit deeper and actually define or clarify the different facets of communication, because I think where we go wrong many times is when we only focus on one area of communication. It was Albert Mehrabian, I'm probably butchering his name, a researcher of body language who first broke down the components of communication. He found that communication is 55% nonverbal, meaning our body language, what we do with our face, our eyes, our lips, our hands, our posture, all those things, what we do with our body while we speak, right? 38% of our communication is vocal, meaning how do we sound? How does our voice sound when we communicate? And finally, 7% of it only is actually the words that we are using. As you can see, communication is made up of three components. Not only that, but one of them outweighs the other ones, which is our nonverbal communication. Now, I'm not saying that that's the only one that matters. Obviously, our vocal presence matters. The words that we use also matters a lot. But we need to understand this because in order for us to really be effective in our communication, we need to utilize all these three components together to make sure that we are communicating the message that we actually want to communicate. So mastering communication means mastering your body language, your voice, and also the words that you are saying. So just think of it this way. What you say is the content, right? It's the words that you're using. How you say it with your body and with your voice is the cue. So if we think in terms of music, the words are the lyrics and the nonverbal cue is the melody. And you and I both know that what makes a song so powerful is not only the melody, which makes us feel something, but it's also the right words when it's paired with the right melody. And suddenly we get a song that brings us to tears or makes us really happy. Well, it's the same when you speak and you communicate your message. While nonverbal matters a little bit more, what you say also counts a lot. And when you combine the three together is actually what becomes magical and so potent. And when you know how to create, quote unquote, a beautiful symphony with your verbal and nonverbal cues, you become an absolute unstoppable force. And that's exactly what we are shooting for on this podcast, to learn how to communicate great content, meaning what we say is extremely valuable, but also developing charismatic nonverbal cues in order to make our message stick, in order to make our message even more powerful. Okay, so now that we defined what communication actually is, For the purposes of this podcast and what we are trying to learn here, right? Let's briefly touch on why improving on our public speaking or public communication is so important, especially for leaders, for business owners who are on a mission to change their world. Well, perhaps like me, you were one of those kids sitting in the back of your classroom praying to God the teacher wouldn't call you to speak or go up to the front of the room to present on a project. If you were or are that person, please know you are not alone. Most people are afraid of public speaking. Even the ones who are great at it still have jitters before going up on stage. I know I still feel a bit, anxious. I feel excited because it's all about the meaning we attach to how we feel. What we're really feeling is energy, right? We are pumped up. We're feeling adrenaline. And that feeling, if we attach the meaning of excitement to it, can actually push us to show up really powerfully and set the tone for our audience. But just know that most people are a bit anxious before they go on stage or before they speak in front of a group. And while I believe that improving your public speaking skills should be a requirement for everyone, yes, even in school, I do believe that especially for business owners and leaders like us, executives, and anyone with a message on their heart is a must. Now, why? Why is it so important? Well, because you will most likely have to talk about your business, tell your brand story, perhaps introduce yourself and share your elevator pitch in front of a group. You're going to have to network, perhaps. You're going to have to inspire people to get your vision and mission. You're going to have to share your message consistently across some social media platforms. You might be a guest expert on a podcast or TV or, again, on stage. And you might need to deliver a keynote presentation or any kind of a presentation. Now, besides these reasons that are obvious, I also want to talk to you about some other ones that can really benefit you, not just in the way you communicate and getting your message across, but how you actually impact the world around you in other areas. So let's look at those other reasons. Well, number one, public speaking builds your confidence. When you work on your public speaking skills, it really boosts your confidence. And this comes in handy when it's time for promotion. I mean, let's face it, as a business owner, we must be our own PR team until we have our own team, right? Until we can afford a marketing or salesperson. It was a big realization for me when I went into business for myself, the fact that 80% of the time I had to promote and market my business. I thought to myself, oh, this is going to be great. I started my own business. Now I get to use my zone of genius, which is all, teaching people the arts and the science of speaking. I'm going to get to work with people one-on-one. Well, but in order for me to get to that place to actually work with people one-on-one, I had to first find clients or I had to help clients find me. And all of that involves promotion and marketing, which many of us do not like so much. But when we learn how to communicate well, it really helps us to not shy away from the spotlight, but rather to take every opportunity that comes our way to network and promote our business. Why? Because we believe in what we're doing. And when we believe in what we're doing, it's easier, right, to promote because we know it's helpful. Public speaking teaches us to feel more comfortable when we're pitching to investors or we're explaining what our business can do for someone else. So that's the number one benefit. It builds your confidence. The second benefit, it really teaches a valuable leadership skill. Public speaking is really about listening, and effective listeners make the best public speakers as well as the best leaders. When crafting a presentation, keep your audience's questions and pain points in mind. It really helps you to hone in on what they need help with so that you can meet them where they're at. Good listeners not only make for great public speakers, because now you know what message to craft for your audience, but it also makes you a much better leader. The third benefit, it really encourages critical thinking. Public speaking forces you to become a better critical thinker. When you are preparing an effective presentation, it requires research. It requires reason and the ability to analyze information from the point of view of your audience. When you are not on stage or presenting, these critical thinking skills can help you improve the outcomes of your sales calls, negotiations, and how you lead your team or how you build your business. Critical thinking is absolutely crucial in the success of your impact and your company. The fourth benefit is that it promotes soft selling. Public speaking is the epitome of soft selling. Anytime you are sharing an idea to an audience, what you're trying to do is sell them on that idea. You are trying to sell them on a different perspective, sell them on change, on trying to help them transform their lives. You may not be selling something directly during your presentation or when you're talking about your business, but you are certainly convincing your audience of your expertise and provide solutions to their problems. And this type of selling is incredibly effective in real-world situations where overly selling or being overly pushy is no longer welcomed. Public speaking ultimately teaches us how to sell our expertise, how to sell our ideas more effectively. And the fifth benefit is it helps develop the skill of persuasion. The number one job of public speakers is to persuade their audience to recognize them as a thought leader in their industry. Why? Because when you're able to convince people that you are a thought leader and you know what you're talking about, they're much more likely to actually listen to you. So this power of persuasion is equally important offstage when you're pitching a client or you're answering employee concerns or you're convincing the editor of a local publication that your new product launch would make for a great article in their magazine. These are all persuasion skills. And the more you learn communication skills, both verbal and nonverbal, and you learn how to use them effectively, the more you're going to become better at persuading people to see things from your perspective. So there you have it, my friend. What is public communication and why is it so crucial that you are intentional about improving on these skills as a leader, as a business owner? Now, obviously, this is a very big topic, and this is why I want to break it down into several episodes, because I don't want to overwhelm you. I want to also stay true to my promise and keep things simple for you. So here's your get it done action step. Because let's face it, nothing changes until we start doing things differently. And here in the Speak Like It Matters community, we are action takers. We're massive action takers, leaders of action, right? So let's get it done. Okay, so in the next week, I want to challenge you to set your timer for 2 minutes. That's it, for 2 minutes. And I want you to write down what a great communicator looks like to you. Don't filter yourself. Don't overthink this. Just think of a great communicator you admire or you look up to and start writing down what you see. Just write for 2 minutes. Write down their characteristics, their abilities. What are they good at? Is it storytelling? Is it connecting? Is it the fact that they use powerful words? Is it their body language? What is it in their body language that communicates charisma and confidence? And once you have that list, I want you to read it at least once or twice every day. Place that list somewhere where you are able to see it often. And I want you to read it. Okay? And the two most powerful words in the English language is I am. If you really want to start embodying the characteristics, the skills of a highly effective communicator, the first step is to take these characteristics on as a new identity. And as soon as you attach I am in front of those words, you start sending your brain a subliminal message. The message is that I am this person. I am becoming this person, right? And it starts shifting the way you see yourself. And the way you see yourself starts impacting how you start showing up. And when you start showing up in that way, you start getting positive feedback, right? Which then strengthens this new identity. And so again, just take 2 minutes, write down all the things you can think of someone who really embodies the characteristics of a highly effective and captivating communicator. Now, if you want to share this publicly, I'd love for you to share it with me. You can either send it to me in an email at speaklikeitmatters@gmail.com, or you can also send me a private message either on Instagram or on LinkedIn. You can find the links to both of those in the show notes. And before you go, don't forget to grab the Power Phrases Guide over at speaklikeitmatters.com/power phrases, or again, the link is in the show notes. I've created this guide specifically to help you know what powerful phrases you should use when you speak so you can show up more confidently in a room. Okay, friend, I want to thank you for hanging out with me for the last few minutes. I know your time and your attention are your most precious assets, and it means so much to me that you choose to spend it with me every single week. I hope you walk away feeling it was well worth your time. As always, I want to encourage you to show up for yourself, because when you show up for yourself and you invest in your own growth, you are more powerfully able to show up for your audience. And as you know, your voice, story, and message are needed in the world. The world needs that unique thing only you can offer. It is time for your visionary voice to show up and shine in the sea of shallow sameness. Okay, friend, bye for now.